Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Bendy Bono, back again for another week, Matt!
Another week of the Sci-Fi Christian, and today is a very, very special week.
Yes, if you have been paying attention, you know that today we have a special episode for you. Matt, we are 12 episodes into this wonderful podcast, and we finally have our first guest host.
Our first guest host. Let me introduce this person. My friend of 5 years, less than that maybe. Okay, know him from my old church, now a current, you are studying ministry, is that correct?
Yes,
you...
yeah.
Kobe Radcliffe.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Kobe, to the Sci-Fi Christian.
What can we tell the audience? So you're at Bethel College, Bethel University now.
University.
When I went there, it was Bethel College. You are studying
Biblical and Theological Studies.
Nice. And we went to church together. Didn't we meet in like 2006?
I want to say something like that, yeah.
So I've known you for a long time.
That would be 5 years then.
Yes, which you said no to.
I don't count the first year, though.
What?
Did they teach you math in the Biblical Studies department over there at Bethel, Kobe?
No, I took math about 4 years ago, and that's about it.
Okay. So
we're going to get to the main topic after we do sci-fi news. But first, Kobe, the reason you're here today is because you actually suggested this topic.
I did.
So we'll talk, but start thinking about why you suggested this topic, because we're going to ask you right before we get into it.
Okay. I don't know that he has an answer, because we've been trying to figure this out for the last week.
Like
we're talking about this today? I think it's basically that Kobe reached into his brain, pulled out a few random topics, and we're going to try and connect them together today.
So yeah, because what you wrote into our Facebook page, and you said... Well, kind of paraphrase what you said to us.
I kind of said I wanted to talk about Bigfoot and creation and evolution.
And
So rock on.
They kind of go together.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
depending on your...
We will find a way.
Yeah.
We will find a way to link those two topics together.
But mostly you just got the guest host gig because you're my friend and you live close by.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome, Kobe. Well, Matt, we have a lot of sci-fi news today.
Yes. I don't have a lot.
I have a lot.
I have minimum.
And I have a really, really cool story that just came out an hour ago.
All right.
So with breaking news.
Good.
All right. Should we get to it?
Yes, Kobe. Yeah. You get to sing along at this part. You know the words?
The words are, it's time for sci-fi news.
Yeah.
It's time for sci-fi news.
And that's how it's done.
Well done. Well done, everyone. All right. First up, do you want to go first, Matt?
Yeah, my biggest news is about Superman.
Okay, I'll let you take that one.
All right. Well, the movie called Man of Steel has finally cast General Zod, and we were so, so wrong.
Yeah, not Viggo Mortensen.
No, not at all.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, and actually, this is a guy who I've never really heard anything about, Michael Shannon.
Well, Michael Shannon... I hope you rock.
Yeah. So I was, we were sent this news via our Facebook by Max.
Yes.
By our listener, Max. And both of us were saying, we trust that Nolan, we trust that Snyder is going to make a good choice, but I have no idea anything about this guy. I IMDb'd him to figure out what movies he's been in. And he's been in movies I've seen. Vanilla Sky, Pearl Harbor, Bad Boys 2, 8 Mile.
So Michael Bay is a big fan of this guy.
He was recently in...
That's terrifying.
He was recently in another superhero movie, Jonah Hex, which I never saw yet.
Yeah.
So he's been in a lot of movies, but my theory is he must be very forgettable, because I've seen a picture of him. I've seen a lot of these movies. I don't remember him at all.
So, guys, I got a question for you here. You just said we trust Nolan and Snyder.
Well...
Do we trust Snyder
at
this point?
Sucker Punch isn't... I mean, I heard bad things about Sucker Punch. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Have you seen it, Kobe?
I've seen bits and pieces, and it wasn't worth it.
Wait, how did you see bits and pieces?
I'm not telling you.
Illegally online? Kobe, you got...
Not illegally.
What? You go to a Christian university. Do they allow that there?
5 minutes on the Sci-Fi Christian, you're confessing to piracy.
Oh my gosh, I'm super...
Not pirating.
I'm super against that.
Wow.
That's
I
it.
Paid
Just,
for
can
it.
You shut off this microphone?
How did you pay for it?
I'll tell you later.
Oh my gosh, this is bad.
This is bad.
No, okay. It's just hard to explain.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Can we give him the benefit of the doubt or probably not?
Let's do it on air, but then off the air, let's secretly mistrust him.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Next up, You know that I am a huge Joss Whedon fan.
Who?
Shut up.
Isn't it Josh?
No, it's Joss.
Joss Whedon? Just kidding. Just
kidding. Like, I'm looking at you with murderous rage right now.
Okay, what about Joss Whedon?
Two pieces of information this week. Number one, Buffy Season 9 has a writer. Andrew Chambliss.
The graphic novel?
Yes.
Okay.
So they finished Season 8 in graphic novel format. They are about to start Season 9 in the next few months. And Andrew Chambliss, who has been a writer on the show The Vampire Diaries, has been chosen by Joss Whedon to be the writer for Buffy Season 9. I know nothing else because I will not read the new story out of fear of spoilers.
That's a great idea. Because yes. What season are you in your DVD
viewing? I am halfway through Season 6 of
Buffy. Oh my gosh. And the eighth one is out on Blu-ray right now. The motion picture.
But I'm going to read it in graphic novel format.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't think they have the actual cast on there for that.
Oh, okay.
So that would kind of be weird.
All right. Yeah. So, interesting. I think this... What I like about this is that it's the only show I've ever heard of that actually kept doing seasons, but in comic form.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of course, Firefly did comics. I'm sure others did.
Dollhouse is doing some.
Yeah,
some
Dollhouse. But they're not calling it Season 3.
No, they're not.
So this is pretty cool.
This is way cool. And then the second piece of information is there was an interview on LA Times Hero Complex blog, which is a great source for sci-fi news that I recommend to everyone, with Jed Whedon, brother of Joss Whedon and part of the Mutant Enemy writing team this week. And they asked him, among other things, about the possibility of Dr. Horrible 2.
Yes.
And what he said was... Let me see if I have the news story up here. I do not, so I will go from memory.
Okay.
What he said was that they have several songs written. They have a rough outline written. Nothing's officially in production yet. But he said, I wouldn't be surprised if after Joss finishes his major superhero movie, referring to the Avengers, he wants to do a smaller, low-budget superhero movie.
Very nice.
So, is Dr. Horrible 2 finally coming?
It has to.
It has to. Is have it you seen come... Dr. Horrible?
No. Okay,
what is wrong with you?
Kobe, you have to watch it illegally online before before next week, because on our next episode, we are going to be talking about Dr. Horrible with spoilers.
I'm going to get arrested.
It's only...
Probably.
No, you're not going to get arrested.
The
no
cops listens. Will be waiting for you when you get home tonight.
No police officers listen to this.
We hope.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Oh, so watch it.
Oh, I will.
Or you can just come to my place and watch it. Legally.
Okay.
I have some Joss Whedon news.
Okay.
It's not breaking news by any means, but I've been catching up on the Sci-Fi Diner podcast this weekend. And actually, thanks to them, because they've been giving us tons of shout-outs. So.
Yeah, so check out SciFiDinerPodcast.com.
Yes.
And, or is it just SciFiDiner.com?
No, but SciFiDinerPodcast.com. Okay. And in one of their recent episodes, I posted a link on our Sci-Fi Christian page. Did you see it where I kind of sent you a message? So there's a new fan film out. I don't know how new it is. I think it's within the last year. And it actually has some of the actual cast in there. Adam Baldwin is in it.
As a cameo.
The guy that played Niska is in it.
Nice.
So it sounds kind of cool.
Browncoats Redemption? You're referring to the Firefly universe.
Yeah, why? What did I say?
You did not say anything.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Firefly. It's like a semi-sequel, but by fans. And it looks kind of cool. And I think I'm going to buy the Blu-ray when it comes out later this year for only $24.
Sweet.
So
I want to watch it.
Yeah, we should watch it together. I think it'd be cool.
Definitely. And then we could do an official review of it.
Yes.
For Sci-Fi Christian.
Totally awesome.
That would be way awesome. Matt, you are wearing, as I look at you, a Back to the Future inspired t-shirt.
I am. Let me think about this. Might be my favorite movie of all time.
Might be. What? You're going to really enjoy this next piece of news.
Okay.
Or maybe be horrified by it.
Wait, what? What are they doing?
The People's Republic of China.
Oh my god. Already bad.
Already.
Yes.
Has banned time travel movies and TV shows, including Back to the Future.
I'm taking my headphones off and walking away. This is
why
China? What?
They're communists.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a second. What does communism have to do with time travel?
I have no idea. Okay, you talk for a second, and I'll see if I can track this down.
Yeah, this literally makes no sense. Here's my theory. Unless it's possible that China is actually in the development stages of a time travel machine, and so they want people to not be distracted by all this fiction because they're going to come out with the real deal.
I highly doubt it.
Well, it's possible. Why else can you think of any other reason? That would be like saying America bans all zombie movies and TV shows for no reason.
Here's the quote.
Recruiting zombies?
From the Television Director Committee. in the People's Republic of China.
Okay.
The time travel drama is becoming a hot theme for TV and films, but its content and exaggerated performance style are questionable. Many stories are totally made up and are made to strain for an effective novelty. The producers and writers are treating the serious history in a frivolous way, which should by no means be encouraged anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is for real.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if the Sci-Fi Christian is going to be banned in China.
Probably.
That would be sweet. We should have a time travel episode just to stick it to them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Awesome. So, okay. Back to the Future.
Oh.
Not if you're in China.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't that hysterical?
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Well, I mean, I don't have any news that beats that.
But okay.
I can tell you some less good news.
Tell me some less good news.
Somebody told me this weekend they were thinking it would be so awesome if they rebooted Total Recall. And then I'm like,
this is old news, dude.
No. I'm just like, They are yeah. rebooting it. But do you know the casting news?
No.
Okay, do you know who the star of it is?
I really don't care.
What? Did you not like Total Recall?
No.
That was a pretty cool movie.
No, it wasn't.
Not worth it.
No, it's a good one because it ends and you're like, what happened? See? Colin Farrell.
It doesn't make it good.
He's the lead star.
Exactly.
Colin Farrell's the lead star in this Total Recall.
Kind of sounds like Lost.
Reboot. So whatever. And Jessica Biel. Kobe, you like Jessica Biel, right?
No, why?
He can't say that on air in case his girlfriend listens.
Yeah, so Jessica Biel is close to signing the deal to be the female lead. So there it is. Sci-fi news.
Who cares?
Okay. Deadpool?
No one cares.
Superhero? Why are you shooting down all my news? I was very kind about your time travel news.
You're a fan of Deadpool? Okay, Kobe cares.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They actually sealed a deal on a director for the Deadpool movie, which has been... They've been working on the production for this movie for years.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you have upstairs?
That? Are we just going to keep going?
Is the sound being picked up through the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is that? Just tell
me. That is my dog.
Oh, it's not like a caged person.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are we going to cut that out or are we just going to leave it in for fun?
That's
okay,
fun.
Everyone, that is my dog, Sam.
Or is it a Bigfoot?
Oh, it could be a Bigfoot.
Could be a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I've heard they make howling
sounds. In either case, neither Bigfoots or Sam the Golden Retriever are allowed in Rebel Underground Studios while exactly. we are recording, and he is not very happy about that fact.
One of the links I put on our Facebook page in preparation for this Bigfoot episode has a Bigfoot sound. Did you listen to it?
I didn't.
It sounds just like that. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it actually was kind of perfect.
This is awesome.
So, all right. Pretty much all the rest of my news is lame, so
okay.
I feel like you're going to reject it, so go ahead.
Probably. I have three pieces of awesome news.
All right.
One of which is the Dark Knight Rises news, which that in itself makes it awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
First one, Matt.
Yes,
in 1996, three high school students put on a musical version of Star Wars A New Hope.
Yes, I know about this.
They took show tunes from musicals like Les Mis.
My favorite one.
Grease. A couple others, and they rewrote the lyrics to go along with the plot of A New Hope.
Yes.
They put this on for 3 days. They had three nights of production. Their auditorium held 300 people, and they had 1,200 people show up for every single performance.
Yeah.
Huge hit.
Totally.
After 3 days, they get a cease and desist letter from George Lucas.
George Lucas?
From George Lucas.
So the school got a letter from George Lucas saying, stop putting on this play.
Production was shut down, and... the Star Wars musical faded into memory, a small piece of legend.
So, Ben, you know, speaking of time travel, you're talking about news now from 1996. Why is this relevant today?
Because this last week, for the first time ever, footage of the complete musical was found.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's just a matter of time before George Lucas gets to this, so watch it while you can.
And, just to preview it for everyone, mm-hmm. I'm going to play a brief clip. The audio is not great, so listen closely, but I'm going to play a brief clip from one of the songs called Use the Force, which is set to One Day More from Les Miserables.
Yep.
I love it.
It's so great. This just makes me happy every time I listen to it. Use the Force.
Force and you now. Let me tell you what to do. Okay. The audio is kind of hard to hear, but yeah, it's cool.
It is.
Obi-Wan, I need your guidance. We have no choice.
How many times, Ben? How many times have you watched this? How do you know all the words already?
Several. Several.
Okay.
This is incredible.
Yeah, Ben, this is good. So I think it's time to now plead to our Sci-Fi Christian audience.
Oh, what are we going to plead?
Sci-Fi Christian audience, Ben and I want to put on this musical.
Oh, absolutely.
We want our very own letter from George Lucas.
Yes.
So wait.
So we want to be banned in China. Yeah. We want to be sued by George Lucas. This episode is awesome.
Yes. So, Sci-Fi Christian fans, here's what we need from you.
And Kobe's going to get arrested.
So, listen, we need you guys to join us. We need actors to help put together this musical. So, if you are interested in a small part in this awesome, awesome musical, write us at feedback@scifichristianpodcast.com.
Well, how's this going to work, Matt?
I don't know, but it's just a great idea.
Will they call in their part? Oh, my God.
So, you're thinking like an audio version only of it? Like an audio book of the musical?
Yeah. You and I could just do that ourselves, too.
With other voices? Like, listen to this. Hey. And then that's one person. Now here's another.
Hi.
Yeah. See,
it's two different people.
I mean, you heard me singing along, and I sounded not half bad, if I do say so myself.
Pretty good, and you could do both male and female parts, which is pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, we're not going to claim that this is going to be an amazing work of art, but I think this needs to happen.
Yeah, so if you're interested, feedback@scifichristianpodcast.com.
And the best part is that the full version of the musical actually has subtitles for all of this, so we can put together a script.
Yes. This is awesome.
This would make me so ridiculously happy.
All right.
It's just like how Buffy had a musical episode. The Sci-Fi Christian will have a musical episode where we do nothing but sing.
Perfect.
We'll do sci-fi news and song, and then we'll get to the main topic, and we'll just be the Star Wars musical.
Yes. This is a great idea. So hopefully that will happen.
No, you're guest hosting that week, dude.
No, you'll be here.
You're going to be here in the studio.
So, awesome.
Think about what character you want to play.
Okay.
And if it's one I want to play, you can't play him. But
Yoda.
This is A New Hope.
Oh, that's true.
Have you watched Star Wars recently?
Yes.
Okay.
Get out of here.
All right. Ben, how many more pieces do you have? A lot?
Two more pieces of news.
I have two also.
Okay.
I'll do one, and then you do one.
Sounds good.
They are reinventing The Crow.
Yeah.
From 1994. That was a great movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, you should. It's pretty good.
You like The Crow?
I did like it. You didn't like it?
Oh, gosh.
It was awesome. 1994, so they're calling it a reinvention, not a reboot. Not bad.
Isn't reinvention just a new word for reboot because people are sick of reboots?
Yes.
So by just saying, oh, not bad, you're basically giving in to Hollywood propaganda.
But I don't think it's going to be bad because I liked the first one, so why would I not like? Just like Total Recall. This is awesome.
All right, next news item.
But I was afraid when you were talking about Back to the Future earlier that they were going to reboot that. I don't think I would like a reboot of Back to the Future.
Well, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, that would be stupid.
So,
all right. This news came out this afternoon.
I'm ready.
Huge news. This is an intersection of science fiction and real life. Laser gun. This is a headline from BBC News.
Yeah.
Laser gun fired from U.S. Navy ship.
Wow.
What?
The U.S. Navy has invented a laser gun.
Oh my God.
That is capable of destroying a small boat.
That is really awesome.
And there's video of them doing it.
Let's see it.
Well, there's no sound, so it's going to be really, really bad on the podcast.
Okay. All
right. But I can just play it for you.
How about if you just put the... That's a commercial.
You must be the new kid.
I am.
Hey, well,
that's a commercial.
That's Shatner. That works.
That's sci-fi. Christian.
Okay. Let's just put Priceline.com.
Put the link on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then people can go check it out themselves. Kobe, are you texting during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, you're going to get called out by me.
Yeah, I once checked a voicemail during the life report, and I never heard the end of it.
That was the funniest moment
That's
ever.
Different. See, I'm paying attention still.
No, it's not paying attention. If it's illegal to text and drive, it's illegal to podcast and drive.
It's not illegal.
Or wait, podcast and text. Never
podcast
mind.
Podcast and text.
What? Oh, here it is. I'm watching the silent video.
So you see this, there's a shiny little piece right there on the engine.
Okay.
That's the laser.
Oh my gosh.
Look, they're firing the laser.
I don't see any laser.
Dude, it's invisible.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we're not quite at the point where we can have red and green lasers like Star Wars, but you see what it's doing. It's setting that stinking boat on fire, man.
Oh, that is cool.
It's way cool. And just, like, by the end of it, the entire engines are on fire and the thing's going down, and it's... This is happening.
Ben, you're a fan of web series?
Yes.
And you're a fan of video games?
Yes.
Are you a fan of the upcoming Mortal Kombat Legacy web series?
I'm really disappointed because I thought you were going to talk about The Guild Season 5 starting production.
No, but I knew you liked The Guild, so that's... Yeah. They have sci-fi people in there. For example, Jerry Ryan, who was on Star Trek, Voyager, she is one of the stars, and I think... Tomo Pinkett from Battlestar Galactica.
And Dollhouse.
Yeah, I think he might be in it, but that could be totally wrong, because I tried to investigate that online, and I have no evidence of that. So, but for sure, Jerry Ryan, she's definitely a member of the cast, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I don't like Mortal Kombat.
What?
I'm really bad at fighting games.
Fatality.
Oh, man.
I mean, you just have to... All Mortal Kombat is hit the buttons really fast.
That's why I'm good.
It was so awesome, though, back in the day. I mean, that game was revolutionary.
I have it on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we can go downstairs and play it.
That brings an end to my news.
Okay. Speaking of video games, let me give a quick plug. Portal 2 coming out next week. Portal is one of the awesomest games of all time.
Never heard of it.
You suck.
You can tell me about it. Okay. Give me a brief synopsis.
No, you just have to play it.
Okay.
We'll play it together sometime.
But so, how do our audience know if they even want to... Just tell them what it's about.
It's basically you have a portal gun, and you have to get... You use it to teleport yourself various places in the world, and then it's kind of a puzzle game, and then you get shot at and stuff, and you have to use portals to take out different drones and robots and whatnot.
Sounds like the superpower I asked for last week.
A bit.
Interesting.
Pretty awesome.
Somebody stole my idea.
No,
think you stole theirs.
Yeah. So. All right, Dark Knight Rises news. Let's get to it.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
All right. Josh Pence from The Social Network has joined the cast of The Dark Knight Rises.
All right.
As a young Ra's al Ghul. I like the dancing Kobe.
Yeah.
That thing.
Maybe this is the way that they're going to tie it together, possibly, but I think it makes more sense that we'll probably see Ra's al Ghul's love story. He'll meet his wife, they'll have a baby, this young version of Ra's, and then, what do you know? The adult version of that baby becomes a villain in Batman.
Talia al Ghul. Yeah, exactly. That's where I think we're going. Did you know, though, that even though Josh Pence was in The Social Network, you never actually saw him?
I did know that. He actually played one of the twins.
The Winklevoss twins, and he had his face digitally the other guy had his face digitally superimposed on him, so they looked like twins. And speaking of the Winklevoss twins, more breaking news.
What?
This afternoon, they have lost their final appeal against Mark Zuckerberg.
So he officially has won the Facebook.
He has officially won it. So how is that for wild news?
That is wild.
Yeah, so Josh Pence is going to be in Dark Knight Rises. Awesome. Not as one of the Winklevoss twins.
Can I tell you the truth? I thought that guy really was a twin. I thought there was two of them.
Oh, yeah. Did you think that Elijah Wood was also 2 feet tall in Lord of the Rings?
Shut up. There's twins exist.
So do small people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Stop asking me questions.
Okay.
Let's just get to the main topic.
Should we get to the main topic?
Yes. Bigfoot.
All right, guys.
The Yeti.
Here's the sci-fi
take on this monster.
These are kind of like... Monsters are a big theme in science fiction horror.
Huge.
You're right. Yeah. We've never really talked about monsters.
No, we haven't.
Interesting.
But today we're talking about real monsters? Mm-hmm. Question mark. Do they exist? Is Bigfoot real? Kobe.
I want to believe so bad.
I want to believe.
Oh, you're just so pulling bad. The alien. I want to believe. Come on.
I'm looking at a poster that says I want to believe.
Yes.
Why do you want to believe?
Because he's at Rebel Underground Studios, dude. How can you not believe when you're here?
I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
Because I like mysterious things. I think Bigfoot's just really mysterious, and I think it's a cool idea, concept.
Yeah.
Ben, do you think that Bigfoot exists?
Well, you know, I tell you what. I was thinking about this topic a little bit. And you can kind of break this down. There's kind of three main monsters that we've thrown around. There's
Bigfoot,
Yeti, and Nessie.
The Loch Ness Monster.
And I would put them in this order from least likely to exist to most likely to exist.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have the exact same order.
Loch Ness Monster, least likely to exist.
Yes.
Yeti in the middle, Bigfoot, most likely to exist.
No, I'm changing the order. I'm making Loch Ness the least likely, Bigfoot the second least likely, and Yeti the most likely.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Why?
Because I've done some research into the Yeti, and I've done some research into Bigfoot, and there's much more scientific evidence of a Yeti existing. Because, you know, Yetis are... So they're sometimes known as the abominable snowman.
Is your scientific evidence the claymation version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Because if it is...
What do you mean claymation?
Yeah.
He talked.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did.
No, okay, so the Yeti. They're found more in the Himalayan regions of Nepal, India, Tibet.
Yeah.
Right? And in those areas, recent scientific studies have found... They've reported finding mysterious, hair samples collected. There's one right now.
There he is.
There's one outside right now.
Good lord.
You
guys talk. I'm going to go shut him up.
All right. I'm gonna tell Kobe some of this stuff. I just looked, and you know, there's some reliable sources online, such as Wikipedia.
There are very reliable sources.
And
maybe not that one, but.
And so in the 21st century, 2004. In the prestigious journal called Nature, they mentioned the Yeti as an example of a legend deserving further study. This is a prestigious scientific journal.
That's pretty good.
Let's see here. In, like I said, 2005 or 2008, they found samples. The BBC actually reported that they found samples of hair collected in the remote areas of East India.
Yep.
Let's see. Listen to this. In October 2008, a team of seven Japanese adventurers photographed footprints which could allegedly have been made by a Yeti. So, I mean, the evidence is mounting for the Yeti, but when it comes to Bigfoot, there's almost no evidence.
I don't agree.
I wouldn't agree with you at all.
Yeah. This is awesome.
I wouldn't agree with you at all. That's all right. A terrible statement.
That's crap.
So should we let's take it one at a time.
How about we take Nessie? Because we're all in agreement that Nessie's at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, before we debunk Nessie.
But I have a really good segue off of the Loch Ness Monster topic.
There's someone else who would like to chime in on this topic, though.
Who's that?
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Court Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards to cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
If that doesn't have you guys convinced, I don't know what will.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Nice. I thought people forgot that movie existed.
What?
I love that movie.
It's like the best movie of all time. All
right.
Too far.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I agree.
So go ahead, Ben. Take it away.
I tend to say things are the best whatever of all time, and I don't really mean it.
Oh, okay.
So
thanks for making that note.
Just to clarify things here a bit. Yeah, so I think that the existence of Scotland's wizards, you know, and is a pretty convincing case for Nessie.
I don't think so at all.
Nah, you're right.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so here's the problem. There's so many problems with the Loch Ness Monster theory. Number one, you've got a limited body of water, and this is the huge difference.
It's not very big.
Exactly.
And they've thoroughly searched it.
Yes, in fact, in 2003... they did a whole bunch of sonar searches and radar searches, and we're not able to detect anything.
Yeah, we're talking about the same thing here, because in 2003...
I found it on Wikipedia, like you.
BBC actually did a special, and they had scientists, like you're saying, searching Lake Loch Ness, and they essentially proved the legend to be myth. But
what if Scotland's wizards...
No.
had tampered with their equipment to prevent the discovery of Nessie.
As a Christian podcast, we cannot believe in wizards.
What?
What?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, anyways.
Harry Potter's real too.
Loch Ness.
Didn't you see the post on our wall from Dave about platform 9 3/4 actually existing? Of course Harry Potter's real.
True.
Yeah.
Did you know Loch Ness Monster didn't really come into popular culture until 1933?
I did not.
Interesting.
Did you have more to say on that?
No, I just thought it was interesting. But
let me ask you this, guys.
All right.
The Leviathan is mentioned in the Bible.
Oh my gosh.
There he is.
That's a Love Island right there.
This is the worst they've ever been during the podcast.
I know, that's because Annie's usually home and she's not here to shut him up.
Okay. So, the Leviathan, I would say that...
You talk about that from Job chapter 40, and I'm going to go shut the dog up.
Well, wait. Okay, here's what I would say. I can say this word, Kobe. The Leviathan. Leviathan? Is that right?
Leviathan.
Yeah. I believe when they're talking about that in Job, they're not talking about a Loch Ness Monster. I think they're talking about a dinosaur. What do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Ben, you're back.
Do you see what I have to put up with week in and week out?
This is
a
perfect opportunity to give you guys one of my classic theories from when I was at Bethel College, where you now go.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so there I was. I was in a class. This is a Christian, now it's Christian University. It was a Christian college. I was in a class called Creation and Evolution. And we had to develop a thesis for our final project, a presentation, if you will. And I decided to go down the route that dinosaurs still exist.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
What's this?
Oh, Jurassic Park. Okay. So, if you look at, I think it's Genesis 6:4. I believe that's the verse where it talks about. Okay, Ben is looking it up. That's the verse where I think God is like, it's right before the flood. He's mad. And he says, my soul will not. Can you have it open there? Yeah, read it.
In those days, and for some time after, giant Nephilites lived on the earth. For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with women, they gave birth to children, who became the heroes and famous warriors of ancient times. I don't think that was what you were looking
for. Can you read 6:5, please?
Okay.
No, but that's a good setup. So these are the ancient days. So 6:5.
The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil.
When does it get to the part about 120 years? Read 6:6.
Do you just want to say that there's a verse?
No, just 6:6. This is it.
So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart.
Yep. Is that it?
6:7.
Okay.
The Lord's.
Keep reading until you get to 120 years.
You know, I don't think that's in this chapter, Matt.
What's 6:1?
Then the people began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born to them.
Keep going.
The sons of God saw the beautiful women, and they took any they wanted as their wives.
Keep going.
Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, here you go, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years.
Was that 6:3 then?
Yes.
So 6:3, it talks about how...
That was show prep, people.
It talks about how God will not allow his spirit to be in humans more than 120 years. Is that how you get... Okay, let me just continue. Okay, for the sake of the show, don't debate me. But let me just say this. This theory has some holes, but I think it's interesting. But I'm going to need you to go along with me.
Big ones.
I'm going to need you to go along with me so I can say it. So...
I'm just wondering how we get to dinosaurs
this. Okay, I understand. Here I come. All right, 120 years for humans. So you know how in old days, like we read about Adam being hundreds of years old, Noah's hundreds of years old, and we're like, that's weird because we can't live to be that old. I thought, well, maybe this verse explains that. And then I thought another thing. I thought, maybe if humans could live to be hundreds of years old, also animals could live to be hundreds of years old. Okay,
there's like a turtle that's 300 alive dude.
So let me continue. So did you guys know that reptiles are the only animal that continues to grow as long as their life goes on and on? For example, humans don't keep on growing taller, but reptiles keep on growing mammothly. So then I proposed that perhaps if a reptile, a little lizard, was to live 900 years old, you know what you'd end up with? A big lizard. What would that be? A dinosaur.
Just a big lizard.
Question.
Yes?
Why are there not miniature Tyrannosaurus rexes running around all over the place?
Now that's a great question. So I'm about to answer that question. In my presentation, I went on by saying that, you know, in the flood, Noah had to bring two of every animal, right? So if you are going to bring a dinosaur and you have to choose between the really big one or the small ones, I would grab a small one. I'm just saying. First base. So he grabbed the small ones. And then guess what happened? Animals and humans stopped living to be as old as 120 years old. Well, keep going. So
that's not
so then you're stuck with,
accurate.
Then you're stuck with all these, you know, little lizards that don't grow as big as the old dinosaurs used to be. However, Did you know that in some parts of Central America, there are lizards that to stop predators, they create sparks out of their nostrils? It's true. So this is where I take it to the next level and where I think you'll like it, Ben. What if dragons did exist? Because with those little sparks, if you're a large dinosaur, would actually be fire.
So, wait.
Oh my gosh.
You're not arguing that dinosaurs still exist.
No,
you're, you're arguing that dragons exist.
I'm actually arguing that dragons and dinosaurs are one and the same.
That was the most messed up theory that I have ever heard in my entire life.
That was terrible.
What grade did you get on this presentation?
An A.
No, you didn't.
I don't remember, but I'm sure it was an A, because how could that not be an A? Anyways, I'll try to find my old PowerPoint.
Matt.
Yes, wait. I'm going to try to find my old PowerPoint to this, and then we can post it to scifichristianpodcast.com.
How do you explain the existence, then, of a turtle that's like 200 years old?
There are some holes in this theory.
Pretty big ones.
There's a lot of them.
But dragons, cool, right?
They have Komodo dragons.
So maybe Loch Ness Monster was just a really old lizard.
But then why does the physiology of these miniature dragons that are alive somewhere in Central America not correspond at all to the fossils of dinosaurs that we've found?
Natural selection.
Oh my gosh.
So they are extinct then.
Some types of dinosaurs are extinct, but some still exist.
So all the ones that we've found are extinct. All the ones that still exist, we never have actually found any giant skeletons of them.
You're saying you've never seen a mini brontosaurus?
Yes. The physiology of these little miniature dragons doesn't look like a mini brontosaurus.
So then how do you explain the Loch Ness Monster?
Scottish wizards, dude. We've been over this.
All right, well, I rest my case. I think it's clear to see that dragons and dinosaurs are one and the same, and that once upon a time, they existed in large form, and now we have them in small form.
And you're seriously going to sit here on the rest of the episode and gripe about the possibility that Bigfoot exists after you just spewed out of your mouth?
I've been waiting weeks to bring this up on the
that
sci-fi.
That was an amazing theory.
To bring this up on the sci-fi Christian, and Kobe finally gave him an opportunity.
I want to see your PowerPoint.
I'm going to find it.
We should give a copy of it away in a contest.
Perfect idea on a jump drive. That way, if they...
A previously used jump drive.
Worst case scenario, then, even if they don't like the presentation, they still have a free jump drive.
Yeah.
Hey,
speaking of our contest, should we take a break?
Is now a good time? We're in the middle of the topic.
Yeah, but we just brought up the contest. Should we present Kobe with his winnings?
Yes.
Kobe, thank you for coming to our Rebel Underground Studios. I have in my hand for you the Curious Case of Benjamin Button used...
Great.
Yep. So congratulations. And this, I think you'll be especially interested in. Yeah, you checking the mixer engine there? Nice. And this, I think you'll be especially interested in. Issue 1 of FF, The Future Foundation.
That's right.
So there was kind of a funny story that you guys were telling me earlier about this DVD in your car.
Yes. Kobe saw me getting these things on my car as we arrived in your driveway. And he said, "Why do you have that crappy movie in your backseat?" And I said, "It's your crappy movie."
Congratulations, Kobe.
All right, so
you have inherited some of Matt's secondhand junk.
Actually, I kind of want to read the... I don't even know what it's called anymore.
The Future Foundation?
The Future Foundation.
Yeah, man.
I was going to call it the Fantastic Four because...
There's Spider-Man. What do you think?
That's right.
Didn't you put a link up on our wall ripping on that series?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, have fun reading it. You guys are pathetic.
Ben, let's get back to the main topic.
All right, so we've debunked Loch Ness.
Yes.
Outside of the possibility of Scottish wizards.
And outside of the possibility of dragons.
Okay. Yeti and Bigfoot. Which one do you guys want to take?
Let's do Bigfoot. Let's do Yeti.
Let's do Yeti first.
Because Bigfoot's the grand finale. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
All right. Well, I've already listed some reasons why I think that Yeti does actually exist. I can't really explain what it is or why we don't have definitive evidence. But listen to this. In December 2007, researchers found footprints that measured... 33 centimeters or 13 inches in length, with five toes that measured a total of 25 centimeters or 9.8 inches across. Casts were made of these prints. And then listen to this. After scientific examination, they found that these footprints are believed to be morphologically...
Is that a big word?
Yeah. No. There's no word after it. I must not have copied and pasted well.
Stupid Wikipedia.
Yeah. So anyways... They were found to be morphologically right. Accurate.
Okay. So I'm on board with that.
So that's kind of cool.
But here's my question with Yeti.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mythology attached to this creature, too.
A lot.
Yeah. So that's why I put it lower than Bigfoot, because it seems like there's a lot of religious, mythological stuff attached to this creature rather than just observation.
It's a big part of Tibetan folklore.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it way below the Yeti.
Absolutely. Or Bigfoot, yeah.
Sorry. Yeti, if you're listening, I'm on your side.
I'm okay with the Yeti existing.
I'm okay with it existing.
I dig the Yeti.
Yeah.
Especially after this research, I was left feeling like, of these three...
Have a jolly, holy Christmas. It's the best time of
you know
the
year. You know why I think there's more evidence of the Yeti than the Bigfoot? Because I would say if a Yeti exists, then a Bigfoot probably exists. Because they seem to be parallels of each other, just from different regions. Yeah. Like, Bigfoot's found in North America, Yeti's found in the Himalayan regions. Yep. So, I think there's more evidence of a Yeti existing because of the snow. Snow leaves more footprints than regular foresty areas.
The problem with that is...
Snow.
If you walk in the snow, your footprints can be misconstrued as like bigger or smaller.
Or melted.
Because, I mean, if you press down, your footprint looks bigger than what it actually is.
Interesting, especially if you're trying to fake it.
That's true, too.
Yes.
And they did a study on that, on your footprints that you say.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found out is that half the back heel that they say is so long and so big is actually just snow.
Ooh.
Because it was just pressed down when, like, you know, when you're walking, you walk.
Yeah.
You walk different in snow.
That's I don't think snow is the best judge of footprints. No. Probably mud or dirt, you know, and just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's true. I haven't done a lot of footprint research.
I guess not.
I'm not saying I don't believe it.
It's not really my specialty.
Yeah. I think neither is dragons, but yeah.
Okay. Don't go there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with... here's what I think, is that one of the big evidences for Bigfoot that we'll get to in a minute is, you know, that North America is basically the only continent out there that doesn't have a large mammal like this wandering around. And so, you know, it just seems to, based on what we found everywhere else in the world, the possibility of something along the lines of Bigfoot existing seems pretty high. So, you know, and I think Yeti is an example of that.
Let me ask you this. I do not disagree, but if the chances are so high... Let me actually direct this at Kobe. Kobe, why is it then that we don't have definitive proof of Bigfoot and it's become almost a legend?
Oh, man. I mean, they're finding new species every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're finding new species.
Underwater, so, mostly, though.
That's not true. You go to South America, they're finding new species all the time in the jungle.
What if the Bigfoot's from South America and it traveled up here?
I think that's unlikely.
Because one of the places that I found...
It's too hot there. They have a lot of fur.
One of the places I found that Bigfoot seems to be prevalent is in Arizona, which is more in the southern...
Mostly in Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. What? So you're wrong.
No. Yeah. I posted the link on...
You posted the link. It doesn't mean it's the most common place for Bigfoot.
That's just did you guys watch the video?
Dude, that's like my favorite video to watch.
You've seen that one that I posted?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nice.
That's
Ben, what's your answer?
About Yeti?
No, Bigfoot.
About Bigfoot. Why is it that we don't have Yeti?
I just wanted to ask you this question. Okay. Why is there no definitive proof?
Because have you ever driven in the western part of this country?
No.
There are huge, huge, huge amounts of open space, especially in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got just everything is so incredibly spread out. It is not at all unlikely if you just drive around Canada, drive around the Northwest, that something could be living there and we would have never found it out.
I mean, think about... You got the Rocky Mountains.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, like one of the biggest mountain ranges in the world. You got forests everywhere. Think about the Redwood Forest. That place is huge. I mean, the Rocky Mountains span all the way up into Canada. Hmm. There's trees everywhere in the Rocky Mountains. I mean, there's a possibility that something of that nature could be living there. We don't know it. Because how many people have actually like walked around the Rocky Mountains with like an enormous team of researchers looking for
something? And there's tons of places that are just really inaccessible, too.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, so, okay, that seems like definitive proof. Maybe not definitive, but that seems like that's good evidence for that there could actually be something out there.
Yeah. I think the people who say it's absolutely impossible because we wouldn't have found it by now aren't quite being a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like nobody in Canada, for starters.
Yeah, I mean, a good example that I found when I was researching is that for a long time, people heard rumors or legends of this giant squid, and everybody thought, that does not exist, it's impossible. And then... What do you know? They found out it actually does exist.
Yeah.
They found it.
Same thing with the Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
No one thought that existed. It was just a
That's kind of dinosaur-like, isn't it? Nope. I've always kind of thought, oh, it's kind of like a
we're
dinosaur.
We're done with dinosaurs now.
No.
Okay.
But seriously.
So, yeah, so giant squid, Komodo dragon.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting. So maybe we're just around the corner of this breakthrough, this discovery.
Here's the other thing I would say is that I think a lot of people look at some of the Bigfoot stuff and some of it has been hoaxed and faked and all of that. And so they say, well, then it's all a hoax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, just because some people have done stuff like that doesn't disprove all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, do you guys have more you want to say about Yeti or should we get to the grand finale?
Well, I think that with Yeti, I would say something probably does exist, but it's been pretty amplified by legend is where I come
very
down.
Very amplified by legend.
Yeah. I'm going to say that if we agree that there is likely a Bigfoot, which we'll talk about here in a minute, that we'd have to say there's likely a Yeti.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, like we said, Rudolph.
Exactly.
Rudolph. Yeah, so Bigfoot.
We've
already been talking about this a little bit.
Bigfoot. Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
What? Did you ever see that movie?
Not really, no.
You've ever seen Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
I'm going to look it up, though.
It's pretty awesome. It has John Lithgow from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, boy. That was the stupidest show in the world.
What?
You keep bringing it up, though, every time we talk about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I kind of love that show.
What?
So.
Oh, 80s comedies. This looks amazing. Yeah. Because all comedies from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I have seen this.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, okay, so.
It has a 5.6 average rating on IMDb, which is very low.
That's really bad.
Kobe.
Matt.
What is it about Bigfoot? You told me once that you, in your free time, just like to watch, you know, 30-minute or hour-long videos that kind of investigate this mystery, this Bigfoot. What about the Sasquatch do you like so much?
You've both actually sat through this movie. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, first of all, I love the word Sasquatch.
Me too.
Yeah, it's really totally. Fun to say. Like I said previously, it's the mystery of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm a sci-fi guy, so I do like stuff, mystery, science fiction stuff.
Okay.
Don't take my prize away.
All right.
No, I just think it's interesting to me. I don't know why. I just am drawn to it.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I mean, you think about this big animal that exists out there, and I think that so many people are so small-minded in their approach to it that no, if we haven't discovered it definitively, it doesn't exist, and that's just stupid.
So, Ben, earlier in the show, you had said that we could tie this into evolution. I, right now, challenge you. Tie in Bigfoot.
I said we'd find a way. I didn't say I could do it. Kobe's raising his hand. He's going
to
do it for us.
I might be able to do this.
Okay.
Okay, so.
It was your topic, so we're counting on you.
Some previous theories about how or what Bigfoot is that it apes. Okay.
No. No, serious. Just the way you said it was like apes. Okay, yeah. No, yeah, apes.
Apes.
It's ape-like. It's an ape-like creature.
Yeah, it's an ape-like creature. So, I mean, through microevolution and stuff like that, which is not so unbelievable. It's pretty believable.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Over time, I mean, it could eventually learn to walk on 2 feet instead of walking on all fours.
Some monkeys?
Yeah, some monkeys already do. I mean, apes already do walk on 2 feet sometimes.
Gorillas.
I mean,
it's like a huge gorilla, only skinny. Like more fit. A fit gorilla.
It's not that skinny, dude.
No, they're pretty fat.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But they're huge. I mean,
yeah.
They're like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like the Nephilim.
Nope.
No. Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm going to turn off your microphone if you go there.
All right. Never mind. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. So, perhaps it's just a monkey that lives in North America. That's a bigger one and learned how to walk. And wouldn't it be sweet if they could, if they could talk to us? That'd be awesome. Like, a really awesome, smart animal.
How many apes do you know that can talk to you?
Well, I feel like I just watched this episode.
What?
It's going along so nicely. Jump off a cliff. You just asked, wouldn't it be sweet if Bigfoot could talk to us?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, stop watching Harry and the freaking Hendersons, dude.
All right, whatever.
So, wow.
I'm just saying. In DC Comics, they have the Gorilla City with, I think his name is, Gord or something. Do you know this character?
No.
It's like a whole mysterious secret city of intelligent apes that can talk.
Oh my gosh.
What if that's what the Bigfoot's like?
So it's
Grodd. It's Grodd. It's Grodd from the Gorilla City. Yeah. Check out. He's in Justice League all the time.
If you want to believe that, watch Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Horrible movie. A man kissing an ape? That's just wrong.
I love
Planet. It is pretty messed up.
Sick.
I love Planet of the Apes.
I've never fallen in love with a monkey.
So.
Sorry.
Me neither. Me all agree with him on that point.
Okay, good.
Matt, yes? I think that theory is probably less likely than your other one, and that's saying something.
So you think it's more likely that dinosaurs are now smaller.
I prefer to say it's less likely that yes. Bigfoot can communicate with us.
Instead of more likely.
Yeah.
What about telepathically?
Yeah, so anyway, I think that there's a very good chance Bigfoot exists, and we got to get off him telepathically communicating with us yes. really fast.
Can I change the subject?
Yes.
Okay, did you see the Facebook comment that Brady left me about Bigfoot?
No.
Listen to this. I'm going to read this from him. Brady writes, "Did you know what a lot of Bigfoot sightings, or did you know that a lot of Bigfoot sightings are related to UFO and alien sightings? A lot of people believe that they are interdimensional creatures with the ability to go between dimensions through literal doors." And he put some interesting resources for me, some websites to check out.
I saw that.
Oh, so you did read it.
I didn't check out the websites yet, but it looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, man. So what if Bigfoot is an interdimensional being? It could... Well, okay, what if it's a human from a parallel universe that's just really hairy?
I think that's probably less likely than the telepathic communication theory.
What? Okay, but he says right here, a lot of Bigfoot sightings are related to UFO and alien sightings.
This is why China has banned time travel movies. Because we go in stupid directions that just melts people's brain cells. And I got to say, I'm starting to agree
okay.
with
well, let's
the
see.
Red Chinese.
We here. Already talked about on the episode, or on the second episode, that we are open to the idea of aliens existing.
Sure.
So who's to say Bigfoot isn't an alien?
Yeah, but isn't it a little different when we're talking about something that there's actual scientific evidence for?
What? Who's to say that Bigfoot hasn't come from a different planet, from a Bigfoot planet, and they're researching humans, and along the way, what do they hear? The gospel of Christ. What are they going to do? Bring it back to their Bigfoot planet. And that...
Wait. What?
And that's how their planet gets saved.
This is quite the incredible episode we have going on here.
This is what happens when we let our listeners pick the topic. Yeah.
Kobe's never allowed to guest host again.
He actually left the room.
I know, he went to the bathroom.
He should have just said, we could pause recording.
Should we pause recording?
Yeah, let's do it. And we're back. Kobe, you're back from the bathroom.
I am. Thank you for telling everybody I went to the bathroom.
Well, we already told him that when you were in the bathroom, but okay.
So we just told you off the air what I had proposed about aliens. What do you think?
I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And considering the other three theories we already heard in this show...
That's the worst one.
That's the worst one yet.
I'm getting no respect in this episode.
I think this episode's going to be called Matt's Stupid Theories About Animals.
Okay, so what about interdimensional traveler? Would you think Bigfoot could be an interdimensional traveler?
Stop talking right now.
This is from one of our listeners. Brady wrote in about this. This is for real. It's not...
it's for real.
Yeah, we have... I mean, going between dimensional doors.
Well, just because somebody really said this doesn't mean that it's a real idea.
It real. Your ideas were said, but they're terrible.
All right. Well, anyways, I think it's interesting. But I'm not more likely to believe that they're aliens than I am to believe they're just an animal.
Wait, what?
I'm more likely to believe that Bigfoot is just a big animal that is off Earth
obviously.
Than it is an alien. But I still think it's interesting.
Are you familiar with Occam's Razor, Matthew?
I've heard of this.
The least complex theory is likely the correct one.
I agree that Bigfoot is an animal.
Pulling theories about interdimensional travel in Bigfoot-sized spaceships out of your butt to explain the evidence is probably not the best way to go.
Listen to this. As a broadcasting journalist,
you're not a journalist,
as I am, it's my responsibility.
You mean amateur podcaster?
It's my responsibility to share with the Sci-Fi Christian audience all the theories that are out there. I can't just give you the most logical answer.
Oh, you haven't. Don't worry.
I have to give you what's out there.
That's not true.
Is it true? Is it false? That's for you to decide, listeners. And you can always count on me to bring the information.
Let me tell you this. It's absolutely false that Bigfoot is an interdimensional being.
Have you ever talked to an interdimensional being?
Yes, three of them.
Okay, well then, my rest my
They're
case.
All named Matt.
Ben.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, so...
I don't know where to go from
let's
here.
Let's reel this back into reality for a second, because we got to wrap it up pretty soon, since you have to leave, Matt.
Yes, go ahead.
But here let's summarize where we've gone today.
All right.
Loch Ness Monster doesn't exist.
For sure.
Yeti Probably.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah,
probably.
Bigfoot? I think we're on board with that.
I think, well, I want to say if we're okay with Bigfoot, we have to be okay with Yeti, because I've got Yeti's back.
Sure.
So let's just say probably to both.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
There's no definitive evidence, but I also don't think that there is definitive evidence against either Bigfoot or Yeti.
The only evidence against is that people just don't want to believe it.
Exactly.
That's the only thing. That's
people
terrible.
Are ignorant.
Good point, Kobe.
Yep.
Good point.
Yeah. But if anybody has any compelling evidence to prove Bigfoot's existence, feel free to send it in to feedback at scifichristianpodcast.com.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a couple years ago on CNN, those guys brought in a dead Bigfoot that they had shot. They actually had it in a cooler. And I'm going to be honest with you, it really looked like a Bigfoot. I don't know how they faked it.
That's pretty awesome.
It was, I don't know, you could probably find the picture online somewhere, but it was, seriously, it looked like a Bigfoot.
Will you post it to our Sci-Fi Christian page?
I'll look for it, yes. All right.
And
I'll
sweet. Try to find it.
Wow.
All right.
I hope it wasn't just a dead human.
Probably not.
How can we cover this up? Oh, let's make him a Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be terrible.
Well, should we get to some listener feedback?
Yes.
Yeah. And move away from Matt's theories, such as they are. Your theories are a trap, Matt.
Whatever. I think this was a good opportunity for us to share some things that may not be as scientifically plausible.
Yep. So. We've had some interesting feedback on our Adjustment Bureau episode.
We have.
Yes. Dave had posted some comments, and he and I went back and forth a little bit about open theism.
Yep.
And that was some interesting interaction. You can see that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But then we've also gotten some comments on the other direction from Brady. Sent in an audio file to us this week.
Oh, great.
I'm really glad he did.
I have corresponded with Brady and never heard his voice.
Yes, you have, because he sent in an audio file that we played a few weeks ago.
Oh, my mistake. I thought I hadn't. Sorry, Brady.
So I'm just going to play this because he's got some good stuff to say.
Hey, Matt and Ben, this is Brady from St. Louis. We wanted to give a little bit of feedback from your Adjustment Bureau episode. Really enjoyed the conversation. I usually find myself taking sides when you guys disagree on a subject. I usually find myself on Matt's side, but this time I found myself on Ben's side for practically the entire conversation. So that was interesting. I am a Calvinist, and usually that gets me into a lot of trouble around these parts, but it sounds like you guys understand what you're talking about, so I appreciate that. And Ben, just to let you know, I do share your common concern for open theism and completely agreed with everything that you had to say. I wanted to talk a little bit just on my viewpoint and give my feedback on the conversation about free will. Free will is just kind of interesting phrase because the Bible always talks about us being slaves to sin before we're saved. And that doesn't sound very free to me. And we have to be given sight to Christ because we're blind in our sin. And it reminds me of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, "For God who said, 'Let the light shine out of the darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So what that tells me is that we are in our own sins until God gives us sight of himself. And Ben, you mentioned a really awesome point about whether or not it's fair for God to choose some and not others. And the second that we talk about what's fair or not is the second that we stop talking about God's mercy and grace. What would be fair is for all of us to get what we deserve, which is hell. But he has mercy on us. And that's what we're discussing is mercy, not fairness. So I really appreciate your point. Anyway, I know we probably disagree on some things, but I really appreciate your guys' input and the fact that you searched the scripture for it. And I thought that was awesome. Another thing I was surprised you guys didn't mention that the movie sounded a lot like Lost to me, kind of like Elwyn Hawking doing the Adjustment Bureauing. And so, I don't know, just kind of a thought. And so, if you guys are that familiar with the Lost universe and Lost podcasting, that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. You guys have a good time, and I love your show. Thank you.
Are you familiar with the Lost universe and all that?
Yes, and that Brady there was referring to the Jay and Jack podcast. That's how they give the crackpot theories there. Brady, as soon as I heard your voice, I was like, oh, yeah, we heard him. He called in about the Alien episode, right, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Brady, I can't believe you agreed with Ben. I thought we were friends. What the heck?
No. This is how we're supposed to write listener feedback.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely, Ben.
But I mean, you and I have talked since then. I'm still on the fringes of, I mean, I haven't really aligned with open theism. I probably would still align more, not Calvinist, Brady, sorry, but more Arminianist, I would think. But I don't even know if that's true. I think there's strengths in all the different theories, maybe less so in some than others. But I don't know. I really want to nail down my theology, and I'm having a hard time since I've been learning so many strengths of all the different areas. I don't know. This has been ongoing for me. Copy.
You know what you just said about nailing down your theology and stuff like that? I don't think it's necessarily the best idea to have a theology nailed down.
That's interesting.
Because, I mean, then you're almost closed-minded to other opinions,
True.
Options. I mean, I would tend to go more towards the Arminian side, too. I believe in more free will than not.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I'm open to listening. So.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe not nail it down like I'm closed to all other ideas, but... Yeah, I'd like to. If me and Ben are going to go into a debate like that, instead of just saying, "Well, I'll take the side just for the fun of it," I'd like to really stand behind something.
Yeah, and I'm the guy who's theologically homeless on everything. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not an open theist. Yeah. I'm not an Arminian. You know, I explained my take on all of this, which was a bit unique in the last episode. But I actually agree with Brady though that you know the concept of free will. You know, we do have to take into consideration that when we're born with a sinful nature, we're slaves to our sins. And so what I believe is that through the preaching of the gospel, the Holy Spirit comes active and then gives us an opportunity to step out of that and accept his grace. But I don't believe that we can just choose God on our own. I believe that the Holy Spirit would have to be active in that.
Good. And one final thought about Lost. That Eloise Hawking statement got me thinking. He's right. There are some parallels to the Adjustment Bureau. But I just realized we never even found out why Eloise Hawking knew some of the things she knew.
You mean Lost didn't answer every question? Oh my gosh!
I would like to know.
I'm shocked.
Brady, do you remember?
Shocked.
For example, when that guy with the red shoes got killed, how did she know that was going to happen?
They never answered it.
Yeah. How did she know those things? Lost, why? No.
Okay. Are you coming on board?
No, I love Lost.
Oh no. I love Lost too, but they did not do a good job answering all their mysteries.
A lot of people, a lot of my friends actually, are starting to catch up right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to talk about it all over again.
And have them get mad at you.
Oh, well, they're not mad yet because they haven't finished yet.
Oh. So. Very nice. Yeah. It'll come. And then, of course, we have an email from Colin this week.
Oh, good.
As usual. Colin paid very close attention to our little seminar last week.
No.
Hello, Matt and Ben. Well, first of all, Ben, no, he didn't. Listen to Matt. That guy needs a lot of listening to, if you take my meaning. Colin, you got it exactly backwards.
He said listen to Matt?
He said listen to Matt.
Thank
Dude,
you, Colin.
That's like the exact opposite of what you want to do. Moving swiftly on, the invisibility trait you wanted, in terms of the superpowers we want to be a missionary, is this as in the Invisible Man? Because if so, you've both missed something. In order to be invisible, you have to be naked. Probably not a good thing with the creepy crawlies in the jungle.
Very, very good point.
But... Sue Storm from the Fantastic Four. Invisibility, she doesn't go naked.
Good point.
The Incredibles. Invisibility, they don't go naked. And I would like to credit Daniel and Katie Butcher with helping me debunk Colin's point.
There are some invisibility powers that do require nakedness.
Okay, I'm just going to say, if I want invisibility, I'm going to be clothed.
I agree. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to be naked in the jungle.
Me either.
Not cool. And then he goes on and says, now let's take Matt's subjugation of the indigenous population. What you essentially are alluding to is brainwashing. This is immoral. Would God really want people to worship him, not of their own free will? Is it not better to express your love for God of your own free will because it's something you want to do? And I think that's a very good point, Matt.
Well, it's too late. I've already met my number one superpower for missionary work.
All right, Colin's top five list. The gift of tongues to speak to all people at all times.
That was my number two.
Self-sustenance, so he doesn't have to eat or drink.
Wait, was that my number two or three?
I don't know.
Okay.
Super speed. Flight.
Flight.
Both good choices.
Yep, and then regeneration.
Yep, ooh, that's a good one too.
And then he ends with one final thing, guys. Yes, that did get a bit creepy in certain parts when you were reading my email, but I now have the international restraining order in place.
I think he's referencing Kobe when we said we would stay in his tent in his backyard.
Yeah, I think the invitation has been rescinded.
I think we may have crossed some lines.
We're gonna have to mend some fences before we go to England.
Or we could just find a new listener from England.
Or just show up at his house.
Yeah, I mean,
Colin won't leave us out in the cold.
Yeah.
Nope.
Let's do a little Facebook stalking and see if we can find him.
Yeah. Just look for people in other countries.
Yep.
That's a good call.
All right.
All right, guys. I think that's probably it for listener feedback.
Oh, really?
Or we had some stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
And different people put up their various powers that they'd want as a missionary. What would your favorite power be, Kobe, since you didn't get in on that episode last week?
You listened to the episode, right? Did you listen to our last week
episode? I listened to most of it, yes.
Most of it?
I didn't listen to the whole thing.
What the heck, man?
You knew you were going to come on and you didn't listen to the whole episode?
I skipped a lot of the sci-fi news stuff.
Okay, but you heard the actual superpowers?
The sci-fi news is, like, important. How are you going to know?
I can find that stuff myself.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever. Okay. So
why did we let this guy be our first guest host?
I already find all that. I don't know.
Fine.
Whatever.
What's your top superpower, Kobe?
What's my top superpower? Ooh, that's a tough one. Speaking in all tongues would be really good.
Yeah, that's
I really one. Like that one. That one's
so is that in general or for missionary work?
Both.
Well, so you would say if you could only have one superpower, period, it would be speaking all languages?
No.
Okay, good, because I was about to yell lame.
Yeah.
The only awesome job you could get is like for the CIA. You're not going to start stopping crime.
I've always wanted the superpower of flight. Yeah, totally. I think that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to pay for airlines anymore.
Yeah.
Yep, very cost effective.
Yeah.
But you also have the fear of getting shot down by enemy
or flying through a propeller by accident.
That, mm-hmm. too.
Which that actually somebody didn't fly through a propeller, but somebody did get stuck in a propeller. Yeah. I'm lost.
So I think I would go with flight plus invulnerability.
Ooh.
Take that, propeller.
Invincible.
Something. Yeah.
Okay. That would be mine.
Good.
Sweet. Sure. All right, guys. This has been a unique conversation.
Very unique. Kobe, thanks for coming. Probably won't have you back again, but still, it was nice.
Let's see if you can learn to listen to the entire show before we bring you back.
It was nice having you here, Kobe. Well, that's all from here. I'm Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.